Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, the sweet sounds of silence in the city. And don't put off checking your credit report. In the past, many urbanites accepted noisy neighbors and neighborhoods as part of life. But many city dwellers now are becoming less tolerant of noise.
With apartments so expensive, people are just not as willing to accept, you know, standard city sounds like traffic and neighbors upstairs and mechanical noises as they once were. So they're willing to spend quite a lot of money to make their apartments really as quiet as possible.
Candace Taylor wrote in the Wall Street Journal that one tactic is to replace their ceilings.
Often in older buildings, they have sort of narrow wooden ceilings, and they can replace those with, they have a lot of high-tech materials now, like damping compounds and things, and they do different layers of drywall with these damping compounds.
Taylor adds that some soundproofing solutions can cost a bundle.
A townhouse on the West Side Highway, they had these custom floor-to-ceiling windows, and that cost about $100,000 to do the windows to make them totally soundproof.
On another front, many people may put off checking their credit reports until they absolutely need to. But Adam Levin of Credit.com says being proactive about credit can really pay off.
Why check your credit reports? Well, being proactive will help you discover errors, fraud, or other problems and take care of those issues before they prevent you from getting a loan when you need it. How often should you check your credit reports? At the very minimum, it's smart to check once a year. You can pull all three at once, or you can space them out, one every 4 months. Make it an annual event if you wish, like after New Year's or your birthday. A new year means another look at your credit. Under federal law, you're entitled to a free copy of your credit report from each of the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can do that at annualcreditreport.com. But there are other ways to keep tabs on your credit. You can pay for credit monitoring services that give you access to your full credit reports throughout the year. You can use free tools on sites like credit.com, which provides you with a detailed overview of your Experian credit report, along with free credit scores and an explanation for why they are what they are, and tips on what you can do to improve your particular situation. Whatever you do, don't wait until it's too late. You don't want to be on the verge of buying your dream home or car and find that your credit is a nightmare. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.